9 minutes past 11. Something very new, very, very new, you see, will make its debut in Oxford tonight. It's music, yes, but not as we know it. It's an ensemble where each performer uses computer programming to invent their own digital instrument, also known as the Oxford Laptop Orchestra, also known as OxLorc. They're performing tonight, the Oxford Laptop Orchestra, and two of the founders are here now. I'm delighted to see them. It's Dan Jeffries and Nick DiBerardino. Hello, Nick. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hi.
Lovely to see you. Did I get your name okay there, Nick?
Yes, you did.
Nick DiBerardino. Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely to see you here. I'll start with you, Nick, if I can. What's this all about? And chip in if you like, Dan, whenever you like.
Yeah, it's an interesting project. It's rather unusual. The idea, as you articulated very beautifully, is to have individually expressive players in the context of a digital orchestra. So, as you said, we code our own instruments and we play them live, oftentimes with input from the computer. Some things you may not have known your computer could do. A lot of Mac computers, for example, have an accelerometer inside in case you drop it, so that it won't break, hopefully, if you drop it, although no guarantees. And so if you can tap into that data that this accelerometer in your computer is using and feed it into sound sources, so we can tilt the computer to the right and we get these kinds of strange sounds, and if we tilt it to the left, it gets quiet and things like that. So the concerts are meant to be very performative and the pieces are all very different.
So Dan, the laptops are actually your instruments?
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to make the laptop itself as expressive as a real instrument, like a violin or something. So with a lot of electronic music, you find people sit behind a laptop just kind of typing away, and they don't really move, they don't really do anything, and you get sounds, but you don't know where it's coming from. So the idea with the laptop orchestra is to make the laptop like a violin or a clarinet, where you're really being expressionate with it and doing real things to the laptop to make great music.
Do you like a fiddle and a bow? Do you bring a bow to a computer laptop? Can that be done?
Well, yes, and one of the pieces we're playing tonight involves you bowing on the trackpad like a violin, which that makes...
With your finger, not a bow, but
yeah,
it's still the same effect, actually.
Still the same thing.
Yeah.
How did you come across this then, Nick?
Well, I actually went to Princeton University, and that was the home of the very first laptop orchestra, where they kind of hatched this concept, and they developed a whole computer language for it and these special speakers, which we actually have six of here now. And there's only a few ensembles like this in the world, but we've taken some of those basic principles from that first laptop orchestra, and now we're making them our own and trying to exploit the things about Oxford which can be particularly interesting acoustically.
Will we recognize the tunes, Dan, or are they your own sort of tunes? We're going to play a little sample of it in a moment, but before we do, I mean, can you play tunes we know using...
We could. Essentially, you can do anything. The amazing thing about digital laptop with music is you can do anything. I mean, we've designed instruments and we've borrowed instruments that other people around the world have designed, and we're playing those to make our own music, sometimes improvised, sometimes specific. So we could play a Beethoven piano concerto.
On the laptop.
But, yeah.
Using the laptop as an instrument. We're not just pressing a button on the laptop and the laptop plays it.
Exactly. No? That's the point. We're definitely not. We're playing it. We're playing the laptop.
Wow. Yeah. Now, are you two, you're both at Oxford University, are you computer boffins or are you music boffins? Which, or both? Which one, Nick?
I'm definitely a music boffin. This is, it's slightly new to me. I've done it before, but we're all, I think, learning through this process together how to make computers instruments in our own novel ways.
And are you the same, Dan?
Primarily a music boffin, but slowly becoming more of a computer boffin. Reluctantly, but enjoying it.
Well, they said that synthesizers would never work in the 1970s, didn't they? Now, look, you're just doing it again, but with laptops. It's a new way of looking at music. How groundbreaking is it, Nick, do you think?
It'll be up to us in certain ways. You can really, as Dan said, do anything you want with these programs you write, so it really could be quite interesting and new.
How many in the orchestra, then, Dan?
We have 18 members performing tonight. Potentially, we have more in the future, but it's something we want to grow. So at the moment, we have 18 performing tonight, which would be a nice spread of techniques and sounds. But it can be at any size, theoretically, depending on money.
So, what sort of experience can the audience expect tonight? You can go to this, by the way. It's at the Hollywell Music Room tonight, isn't it, Nick?
Yes.
Give us the details.
Yeah, it's Hollywell Music Room tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Entry is free, so if you're not sure if you're going to like it, it's okay.
Yes.
You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, so feel free to come out.
Got to speculate to accumulate.
You never know.
Fall in love with this music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What sort of experience can we expect, Dan, from this? As an audience now, I'm going in. I step into the Hollywell Music Room. I have no idea what to expect.
Well, I mean, I don't want to spoil it too much. But, I mean, almost impossible to articulate in words.
Yeah, it is. The
whole point of the Oxford Laptop Orchestra is you will experience something new. There'll be definitely strange sounds, but not in a bad way, in an interesting way. We hope it'll be engaging. That's one of the main aims. It'll be engage the audience. They'll hear new sounds, but also familiar sounds. Be really engaged with the performers and some just really interesting music.
And will it be the same sort of setup as if we were going to any classical concert, i.e. you'll have the conductor at the front and then banks of musicians, 18 in your case, with a laptop in front of them?
In a way, yes. Tonight we'll have six speakers, so it will be a few different sextets of performers. Okay. And most of them are not conducted because they're quasi-improvised, quasi-conducted by members who are performing. But it in many ways resembles a very traditional concert, except for the very unique sounds you can produce. And all the pieces, as Dan said, will be very different. So in terms of what to expect, every piece will be quite different and drawing from different musical idioms. So it should be exciting. Mm.
I've got two routes for you to follow. Route one, the proms, because they're always, they're always keen on new sorts of music at the Royal Albert Hall. Route two, Britain's Got Talent.
I mean, that's an interesting suggestion.
Two very different. I'm just giving you ideas because I'm an ideas man, as you know.
Yeah, they're great ideas.
Thank you. Should we hear a bit now? We're going to hear a bit. Then once we've heard a bit, you can perhaps explain what's going on. I've no idea what we're going to hear. I've never heard it before. Just like you, this is totally new to me, a new experience. This is Oxlork. It's the Oxford Laptop Orchestra. They're performing tonight. It's free. Why don't you just go and have a look at the Hollywell Music Room? It's tonight. I'll give you the time in a moment. But just have a listen to this. And I've never heard this either before until now. That's not what I expected. What are we hearing there, Nick?
Well, there's three different instruments playing there. There's the sort of drum track at the bottom, which is controlled with mainly with the computer keyboard, with different values, different clicks doing different things. But the other two instruments are slightly more expressive. The one that sounds sort of like a theremin, for those listeners that know what a theremin is controlled by the mouse. So there's on the screen, there appear eight vertical bars or 12 or how many notes that you're going to be playing. And if you move the mouse up, you get more volume. If you move it left and right, you change the pitch. And the third instrument does what I was describing earlier, where if you tilt it certain ways, the volume changes, the vibrato changes, and the chords are actually played with the computer keyboard. You can change the note values. And there's two instruments in one. If you press the space bar, a very low bass drone comes in. And if you press the other keys, you get very high resonant notes.
I understand making noise, but you've actually made a tune there. It's tuneful. Is that difficult, Dan? You got the noise, I understand that. Yeah. Now you've got to produce a piece, you've got to compose a piece, haven't you?
It can be. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of the challenges we've encountered, and we hope we've kind of, I wouldn't say overcome, but something we've definitely relished and done well. I mean, often you can feel yourself just improvising and making noise, and that's something we've been very conscious not to do too much, and make it engaging, and make it structured and make it good for all audiences, not just those who want to hear weird sounds.
Yes. I want to hear you play something like, I don't know, a bit of Odyssey, a bit of Michael Jackson. Is that possible? Is it?
We should sample that.
I think this is the way forward, personally. Oh. As your manager.
If you'll get us on the proms, we'll take it.
Well, we're going for proms and not Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, either one.
Okay.
I'm going to say proms.
That's all right. We'll say proms because I could see myself at the Royal Albert Hall. Yeah. For now, it's the Hollywell Music Room. I'm delighted with this. I think that's great. I wasn't expecting anything like that. I'd never heard it before, had I? Never heard it before. First time. That is something completely new for me. It's the Oxford Laptop Orchestra. So, did I say laptop then? I meant laptop. So when can we see you tonight again? Give us the time.
8 p.m.
Okay, so get in for about 7:30, settle down, enjoy the atmosphere, and just go with an open mind and enjoy the music.
Absolutely.
Are you looking forward to this, or are you a bit nervous about this?
Not nervous at all. Looking forward to it.
Very excited.
Yeah. It's the start of a new adventure.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well done. Great of you to come in, and we'll follow your progress if we may.
Thank you very much for having us.
Do me up a few modern tunes next time you come in on the laptop.
Sure thing.
Great stuff. Dan Jeffries then, and Nick De Berardino, and the Laptop Orchestra of Oxford. How about that? Oxlork, they're also known as. That's OXLORK. And they're at the Hollywell Music Room tonight, 8 o'clock. Go and have a look, and go and have a listen, and then make your mind up. It's 20 past 11.
This is BBC Radio Oxford.